Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. One thing Gurney has is a new mayor, and we welcome him this morning. Mayor Tom Hood, hello.
Hi. Hey, thanks, Wes and Leah, for having us today. Me especially, too, right?
Real quick, it's a prerequisite for the mayor of Gurney to always mispronounce Leah's name wrong, so if you could call her anything but Leah today.
Yeah.
Anything but, like?
Lee.
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 Yeah. Okay.
Lynn. You could call me Lynn. Yeah. There is a Lynn in the studio right now, yeah. So that goes, too.
I'll call her Lee.
Perfect.
Okay. Backstory on that is that, excuse me, Christy,
the former mayor,
would pronounce my name wrong.
And Leah gets really passionate about her name, so therefore
I
like to point it out. I was like, yes, always pronounce her name wrong.
I do not.
So I purposely only say Wes and Lee.
Just,
so.
It would just be funny because we'd be like Wes and Leah, and she'd be like Lee, and I'm like to her too. But people call me Leah as well. Either way, you're the new mayor. I still love Christy, but Mayor Tom Hood of Gurney. Now, before you became the mayor, though, you were one of the four? Were you one of the...
There's six trustees,
six.
Actually. So, right.
Okay.
So, I was a trustee for 8 years.
Okay.
So, it really gave me a good opportunity to see what went on. And Mayor Christy did a good job of teaching me the job. So
awesome.
Very helpful.
Way to know your political system in your own community.
How
Leah.
Many trustees do you have?
12.
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it. Either way, when did you take over as mayor?
So the election was in April, right. And I was sworn in May of
nice.
This year.
Anything happened since then?
It's been relatively quiet,
okay.
So people have been kind to me, and the staff does an awesome job. So many of the things that maybe aren't going quite well, they take care of before it gets to me. So
you
I appreciate that.
I think you took over at a good time.
I did, right. With everything coming back from COVID,
right.
It's really a good time for the businesses in Gurney are doing really well.
And I feel like every other week we're announcing new businesses coming, whether it be here in the mall or just to Gurney, period, opening up. So that's a good sign, right? I know because I live in Gurney. I get the newsletters. What are those called? It's like is it just called a newsletter? But either way, it says businesses, and the list is full, Wes. The list is full. So that shows promise, right?
It does. There's a lot of new construction in town, new businesses. We really appreciate the businesses that have held on through COVID. It's been a tough go for them, especially the restaurants. We really appreciate that they've stayed, you know, that they've been able to do complete business and work in Gurney that all the residents in Gurney need.
Absolutely. Now, you guys have something that I know nothing about because apparently I'm not quite a leader, but the Gurney Youth Leadership Initiative.
Right. So that is a program or a committee that we've began. Bryson King, who you'll be hearing from in a little bit, is a young man that I spoke to in February of this year. And that was during the campaign, actually, and really discussed with him giving the youth more of a place in the government so that they would be able to speak into it, be at the table, so that we'd be able to hear their side of it. So many times youth are just in a place where they don't get to speak into things that are happening. They see things that we've decided, the 50 and
right.
60 and 70-year-olds. So it's a great time for the youth to be there, and I'm looking for an opportunity for that group to take up their place of starting initiatives that are important to them.
That's a really...
And just talking to him off the air,
yeah.
He already brings up the maturity level in the room by 150%.
I was just going to say that. Bryson is more poised than I think I will ever be in my entire life. So we will continue to talk to Mayor Tom Hood and introduce Bryson as well. Learn more about that Gurney Youth Leadership Initiative and how you can get involved. That's coming up next as Gurney's Got It continues on XLC. Gurney's Got It here continues 102.3 XLC. Wes and Leah, something that Gurney does have is a new mayor, which we just talked to Mayor Tom Hood, and told us a little bit about the Gurney Youth Leadership Initiative that you guys started up. Now, I want to welcome Bryson to the program. Bryson.
Hello, Wes and Leah. Thank you for having me.
Real quick, how old are you?
I am 18 years old.
All right, and he just graduated from Warren.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is that the one your kids are going to?
Yeah, my son's going to be a freshman
year
at Warren. He totally does up the maturity level in this studio and just his poise. I feel like...
Well,
sit up straight, Wes. Stop slouching.
I never sit up straight. Why do you think I got that problem?
Stop slouching. Now, Mayor, you just told us a little bit about this Gurney Youth Leadership Initiative, but how did this actually get started?
Yeah, so when Mayor Hood reached out to me in February, it was really organic and, you know, what we wanted to do with it, and he wanted us to have a lot of freedom in what we could do and the initiatives we wanted to tackle. So when we had our first meeting not too long ago, we all had a lot of free-flowing ideas and directions that we wanted to go into, and it just, like, the students that we have a part of it, where our students, I feel, really, you know, exemplify leadership in our school community. And so having them all together on one team is just amazing. And I'm really excited for where we're going to go in the future with it.
Now, when do you guys meet up and where?
So we meet about every week, either virtually or in person.
Okay.
We meet at the Village.
So what kind of things are you guys discussing in the first couple of meetings?
So we're always looking at different things that we can, you know, help improve in the Gurney community, or different, you know, problem areas that we've identified, or just ways that we can help out as a group while also learning about local government.
Hey, while you're doing that, can you have this Stern School Bridge get done faster? It's really irritating. Maybe I have to go all the way around.
Wait a second. First things first, 41 and Grand is what we need to do. I don't think that the Gurney...
that doesn't affect me.
The Gurney Youth Initiative program is doing anything with the road work.
It's worth asking, right?
How does someone get involved in the leadership initiative?
Definitely. So what anyone who wants to get involved can do is go to the Village website, and there's a page where they can contact us and fill out a form, and that'll go directly to me, because we would love to have more people. A lot of us in the group are college students, or, you know, about to be starting college, mm-hmm. so we want to recruit as many people as possible to be involved however they would like to be, just to help out the community.
And if someone listening is like, yeah, I want to get involved, but I don't know, I want to know more about what's going on here, do you guys have any events coming up that people could be stopping by at?
We sure do. We have a huge event coming up soon. The date has not been determined, but I'm excited to announce that we will be hosting a back-to-school drive with a lot of food trucks from the community that people can come and enjoy. And it'll just be a nice opportunity for people to come together, learn about our group. We'll have some fun entertainment there. We'll have some different yard games, some live entertainment, and we'll get some karaoke going with prizes.
Ooh, karaoke. Might come out.
No. She's the most monotone dancing you've ever heard in your life.
That's what karaoke is for. I'm not going on, what is this show where you can sing?
American Idol.
I'm not doing American Idol. I'm singing karaoke.
There you go.
And who's going to get the school supplies then that you guys collect?
So we plan on distributing those school supplies to local schools in the area, especially those with the most need, like our local schools. I believe it is District 56. So, you know, any school in the area that really needs it, we want to be able to help out.
Now, what are some of the priority issues that you guys are going to be tackling first here?
So one common issue that we felt among our group that we want to tackle is just the lack of, you know, communication that happens between different generations and just different people, different backgrounds, because Gurney's a really diverse community.
It totally is.
And we want to be able to bring people together and foster, you know, positive conversations, you know, with different age groups and different races and ethnicities, just people in different backgrounds.
I think he might have a real shot here at a good career.
That's what I'm watching. I'm watching, you know, I'm speaking stuff. Are you laying the groundwork for future political aspirations? Or is that, I mean, not that you have to announce your presidency run in 2028 or anything, but is this what kind of you're doing? Is that what you're going to do in school, is focus a little bit on political science? Because I'm like, I want a picture with him because he's going to be the president someday.
Oh, right.
Well, thank you. Actually, you know, I've had a lot of teachers tell me I should think about studying political science. Right now, I'm currently planning on studying business and economics, but people always say, you know, you'll change your major, you know, a million different times in college. So we'll see.
Or that your major doesn't even really matter anymore as long as you have a degree. I mean, it's kind of true. And his smile is so contagious. I know we're on the radio right now. So, yeah, you're going to get a picture with our soon to be president.
Yeah.
Now, I don't even remember where I left off, but how can listeners learn more? And I know that you mentioned the website and that's how they could join, but how could they learn more to help with the Gurney Youth Leadership Initiative?
So I'd say as soon as we announce that, you know, event, that would be a good opportunity for people to come and really see us and meet and connect with us. Soon we'll be having some information about social media coming out on that same page on the Village website. That way people can follow us, connect with us. You know, that's always a good way to learn about what's happening. But until then, they'll be able to find out all the information about us on the Village website.
Honestly, do you, I want to ask a younger person now, because I was talking to my son about this the other day. Do you even go to a website anymore? Or do you go, I go to the Facebook, a business's Facebook page first.
I will say, you know, at times I will go to a website, but going to the Facebook page or, you know, Instagram is always a good way to just, like, you can see what's happening.
Right.
You know, all the pictures and what they do. It's really nice.
You just said Facebook to an 18-year-old.
Do we not do Facebook anymore?
They don't like Facebook.
You know what? You'd be surprised. I would say Instagram is more popular for me.
Right.
But you'd be surprised, like, how many people in my age group are still on Facebook.
And did I say Facebook page?
You did.
Oh, man. I feel so old, Bryson. Thanks so much for coming on. In Mayor Tom Hood, thank you as well. This Gurney Youth Leadership Initiative is, I mean, is something that I think that really every community could copy you guys. Is that the right? Or follow in your steps.
Yeah, we'd love to be an example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, be the example. Yeah. Be the example.
Hey, before you do it, though, I don't think you can ask the mayor what his gurney go-to is.
Why?
Because he's the mayor. Everything is a gurney go-to. Oh.
Does he have an answer?
You have an answer, though?
Oh, he said he's like...
I have an answer, so I have a list to protect myself, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but it's like in the last month, where have I gone to eat, right?
Okay.
So,
right, okay.
Right, so Saludos, Backyard Steak Pit, Primo's last night.
Oh, yeah.
Stevens, Kaiser's, Tina's. Who am I leaving out? I mean, they're just independents
so
in
many.
Town, or they are. And they're just, they're awesome. And we really, like I said, appreciate the restaurants have made it through hard times and they've come out. And it's just, when you go to a restaurant today, they're busy.
So. I haven't been to all of those in the last month, but I did run into the guy from Stevens at Aldi and Gurney the other day. He's like, hey, I know you. And I was like, and I know you.
Yeah.
He's like, Stevens.
Like, and Chocolate Sanctuary.
Chocolate Sanctuary is a good one, too. Bryson, now, I know we learned that you work at Six Flags.
Yes, that's right.
Which is awesome. So a little love to Six Flags. But where is your gurney go to?
So right across from Six Flags is Mama K's in the plaza right across the entrance. I love it. All of the euros there, the fries, the pizza. That's my go-to, without a doubt.
Awesome. Thank you guys again so much for being in. Keep doing whatever you're doing, Bryson, and then maybe tell my kids to...
I thought you were going to say that to the mayor. I'm like, you kind of have to. Keep doing that mayoral stuff.
This is kind of my job. Thanks, guys.